This is a true story. We had wardens during the war. When the bombs were falling, they come in, put bombs out. And my brothers were, Tommy was in the Air Force. Arthur was in the Somerset Light Infantry. He never came back. He died in that one. And then I looked out at the garden and I said to our mum, because it was all up high, only a young girl I was, I said, "Mum, are we going to get this garden dug?" She said, "I don't know." She said, "The boys ain't here to dig it." And Dad was dead. He dropped dead in the garden in 40s. So I thought to myself, this air raid precaution wardens. So I shouted out, "There's a bomb in my garden. Please get it out." Went no bomb. So they came and dug it. You know, really dug it nicely. And they couldn't find anything. I said, "Well," I said, "I'm sure I saw one go in." And I thanked them very much. And they never did know. I had to leave school at 14. Our mum said, "Well, you've got to get a job because your boys are in the forces and your sister's up in London." I said, "Well, what can I do?" I said, "I want to go in the Army or the Air Force." She said, "You can't go in until you're 18. That was the rules. And I didn't look old. I used to wear anchor socks. They said she's never old enough to work, but I did. There was plenty of jobs, you know, because the boys had gone abroad. I went up the BOC, Bristol Aircraft. I became a welder, what you call a spot welder, welding all the parts of the planes, the little wheels and things and all the instruments inside. And I had to weld things together. But we had to go to work because the war was on. Wartime girls. "We are the Southmead girls. We are the Southmead girls. We know our manners. We pay our tanners. We are respected wherever we may go as we walk along the Southmead road. Doors and windows open wide. We are the girls of Southmead. We just do as we do please. We are the Southmead girls." Wonderful, wonderful days. We had one bloke came in and have you ever heard of the conscientious objector? They don't want to go in the forces because they're scared they're going to get killed. And we all banged our tools on the benches and he just ran out, yeah. You know, he was saying, "Oh, war is no good." I said, "Well, you tell me that." I said, "I've just lost a lovely brother," I said, "and you refuse to fight for your country." He was a bit embarrassed. We left there in 1945 because the boys came back from the war, the lucky ones, and they wanted their jobs back, so we had to leave. And then I got a job as a barmaid. And that's why I got accustomed to the booze, you know. I love the drink. You got a drink there?